Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini coming to you from a hotel room in Atlanta, GA on Sunday, March 24th, 2 Oceans 13. I'm taping a Doug Loves Movies this afternoon at the Punchline Comedy Club with three great comedian friends of mine who happen to be in town. I tried to get someone from Anchorman 2 or Hugh Jackman, who was in town shooting a movie, but Hugh didn't return my tweets, and the guys I know who are here shooting Anchorman 2 all flew somewhere for the weekend, I guess to see their dumb families. Anyway, Graham Elwood and I did a stand-up show yesterday at 4:20, and like we do at almost all of my stand-up shows, we played the Leonard Maltin game at the end with audience members. I don't do it at college shows. If I'm coming to a college that you attend, please don't be disappointed that we don't play the Leonard Maltin game, but there's hundreds of students in the audience when I play a college who do not listen to Doug Loves Movies, so the whole thing would go over their heads, or they would, you know, yell out answers, or it'd just be a bummer. So we will not be playing at any of my college shows. But the good news is, I don't do a lot of college shows. Just comes along every once in a while. Anyway, I'm going to play the audio from the Leonard Maltin game that we played yesterday at the end of this shorty. I know, don't call you shorty. Los Angeles, Thursday, March 28th, 2 Oceans 13. I'll be doing a stand-up show at Flappers in Burbank at 10 p.m. with one or more special guests and some Leonard Maltin game at the end. Portland, Oregon, not Maine. I'll be at Helium Comedy Club March 29th and 30th doing four stand-up shows with Leonard Maltin game at the end and one 4:20 Doug Loves Movies taping with a, you know, full-blown Leonard Maltin game. As usual. San Diego, California, not Maine. I'll be doing a 4:20 stand-up show on Sunday, April 7th at 4:20. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. According to at Dustin Witz Flicks, W-I-T-S-F-L-I-X, Tina Fey barfs in a bush in admission. I assume he means shrubbery and not a lady. And Matthew Good spews, his word, not mine, Dustin's word, on the side of the road in Stoker. I bet emetophobes don't really care for the word spew. I know I don't. This has been Not For Emetophobes. Thanks, Dustin. Okay, time to wrap this up. Enjoy the Leonard Maltin game from the Punch in Atlanta. And as always, the movie industry not supporting and paying special effects artists is a shithead.
Duncan's the cute animated guy, and I get creepy.
Yeah, the club here, the punchline, they put a nice thing up there that says at Doug Benson, and my Douglas Movies logo, and then the little Twitter logo, so that people know how to tweet me.
That's good.
How to heckle me about the show. It's like their way of saying, don't call us if the show sucked. Just fucking tweet at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go directly to the artist.
Yeah.
Why drag us into it?
What the fuck do you want us to do?
Yeah. We're just a barn.
Yeah.
We're just trying to run a barn. We played out all the zombies, and now we have living people in here.
Yeah, Daryl's running security, so it's fucking good. He's got his crossbow.
Let's look at what's in the prize bag, because somebody here today is going to win a bunch of stuff in a laundry bag from the hotel. And I was trying to bring some fun stuff, like a Douglas Movies t-shirt is in there, and my CD Smug Life, and this was given to me by the great comedian Sean Cullen, who of course is from Canada, and he gave me a Toronto Maple Leafs hoodie. It's green and has an angry maple leaf on the front of it. Is that who that guy is? Is he a maple leaf?
I think that's probably a leprechaun.
Okay.
It's the St. Patty's Day theme thing. They're not their actual colors, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
fucking maybe it's your track over here.
Yeah. No, I don't know. So that's the thing, is that's why I can't wear it. Is
right.
Because people will be like, yeah, maple leaves. So I'll be like, yeah, syrup. I don't know what to say to them about their precious hockey.
Yeah,
syrup.
Yeah.
I don't want to be insulting, you know. So then there's also a Douglas Movies pin in there, and like Graham said earlier, he's going to include a copy of Paul Strike Dance.
Yeah, whoever wins, just come back here. I'll get it to you. Sign it for you.
Well, that sounds shady.
Yeah, whoever wins, out the alley. I'll see you later.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So, did anybody bring name tags today? I hope so. Hopefully, we have some name tags. Guy yelling Denver, yeah, over there. And looks like a Fight Club situation over there. I like that. A giant hello, my name is Jarvis. Wouldn't be so proud of that if I was you. And your name is Jarvis, after all.
Nice.
And Scott has his name on a little stick. That's cute.
There's a guy in the balcony. Lee has his thing in the balcony.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the balcony.
Oh, man. Lee Harvey Oswald up in the balcony.
Thanks, bro. That's the wrong president's reference.
We are a book suppository. I'm switching around.
A book suppository?
Yeah. You never had a book, your ass hurts, and you jam
the book.
Put it up in there. What's your book in there? It's the smart way to take care of hemorrhoids. All right, next question.
We're taking questions now? What is happening?
That's how politicians always get out of shit. Oh, well, I can't confirm it or not.
Yes.
Over here.
Helen from Associated Press. And then I think there's something lit up back there. Is that my imagination? That might be a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Goo-goo-bites.
It's a what?
The Googabytes. My name's Googie.
Your name is Googie. All right. Turn it off and put it down.
Jesus.
I need Jarvis up here, then Googie.
Lee, can you take that guy out for me?
How'd you find out about the show? Oh, I Googied it. I'm sorry, Googie. What is that? He really turned it off and put it down. I told him to do it. All right. Well, it looks like a fun name tag. So, Graham, who do you want to play against?
This woman is holding up a bottle of wine. That looks like trouble.
Is it gluten free?
Is that vegan wine? Is it a vegan gluten free wine box?
Yep.
Yes, she says.
Yeah. It's made at Googie Vineyards.
Somebody.
All right, woman clapping that director thing, that time thing.
Oh, director clappy thing.
Clappy thing, yeah.
podcast. Yeah, you're a movie.
They made movies and you don't know what that's called.
The clappy thing.
Yeah, get that clappy thing over here.
It's very, very tight seating in this club, so she'll be here in a few hours.
Actually, you can go through that door right there.
Oh, really? You're going to give her a backstage tour?
Backstage tour. Don't touch the cocaine! Don't touch the cocaine! All right.
If she touched any of my cocaine...
Hi.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Were you just wandering around the parking lot with Googie with that?
No.
Okay. What is it? Can you describe it? Use Grandma's microphone.
Okay. It says scene TV. Take 420.
Nice. So that's really arduous shoot.
Roll one.
Roll one. I get it. I'm gonna roll one if you don't hurry up.
I got today's date
for everybody.
Okay. And for everybody. She knows what kind of crowd it is.
Yeah, you guys are so good.
Don't forget, today's the 23rd, you guys.
All right. But you do know that.
And what does that other number mean?
And
that's your name,
my
Lisa.
My name out of letters. And
the numbers.
Yeah.
Use the 5 for the S, I get it.
So she's all... Yeah, she's
sure.
Like, this is my name to find
it. I do want to point out, when I found this on the side of the road, which is where I got it, it says, VA won't fly, A-Team episode number 62.
Well, that's awesome. That's a collector's item. That's an. I remember when VA wouldn't fly. That was every episode. And then it was built.
They shot that show in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying to answer the question.
Yeah, well, when I found it, it said do 69 on it, so I really don't think it's original.
Oh,
somebody pretended to make a VA won't fly.
I think
clapperboard.
I think they shot that here in 1969.
All right. How are you at playing the Leonard Maltin game?
Very good. Okay, Lisa. Ooh, I think we got a little drunk contestant on our hands, folks.
How did you get it in there? I can't do it by your hands.
Let's move on to the center stage here.
No, I was trying to get away from you guys. So you can't cheat. Cheat. You can't even pronounce what words. And for those of you in the audience who don't know what's happening...
It's March 23rd.
Yes. And this is just between Lisa and Graham, so please don't yell out if you think you know the answer. She gets to pick a category between these three. In theaters now, that's motion pictures that are in theaters now. Or some assembly required, that's a movie with two or more of the Avengers in it. Yeah. And legal in Mexico, and that's movies that turn 13 this year.
Awesome category.
Which one of those do you like?
Mexico!
Yeah. I gotta go Mexico.
Okay, you know this is gonna have nothing to do with Mexico. It's just a movie that came out in
2000.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or 1999.
All right.
You know what I mean? Turn 13 in the... You get the idea.
And the turd thing. It's turd.
You know, it's like when they have an awards show in April and they say it was for the last year
sure.
things.
Yeah.
Right. I think this category has been loaded up in my phone for too long. No one would ever pick it.
Oh, wow.
So Lisa really saved the day
this year.
But I will say explicitly that this came out in 99 at the very end of the year.
Okay.
So the movie is 13 until next December.
Sure.
When it'll turn 14.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Nice. I think. I could be wrong. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls one of the actors in it. It's that actor's final film. Yeah, so it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Bittersweet. And he also says that the overall impact of this movie is muted by the film's length. Impact is muted by the length. And he lists a shit ton of people. He lists 19 people? 19 actors?
Yeah, I bid a shit ton.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think 19 names. So you get the first bid, Lisa. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I think I'll go for
19. 19, she says.
Aggressive.
She's no dummy. Very aggressive. She knows what she's doing.
I will go 15.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'll go for lucky number 13.
Ooh, 13 it is. Let's see. I will go with 10.
I like 8.
Oh, she likes it. 8 names. I will go with 7.
All right. Graham has to name it. You get 7 names, Graham.
All right.
And they are Eileen Ryan, Felicity Huffman, Henry Gibson, Michael Murphy, Alfred Molina, Ricky Jay, and the great Luis Guzman. Ooh. What do you think it is?
Read me the clues again.
Time for that. He says that it was muted by the sheer length and an actor that was in it passed away. It was their last film.
I think Raul Julia, that was the guy who passed away. Am I right on that one, Raul Julia?
I would not say yes or no to that because you know that I don't do that. Graham and Lisa are swaying back and forth like we're back on the good shit boat.
It's a good shit
lollipop
on a dirty boat in the... I'm sorry. Alright.
We should say, Graham and I have been on lots of cruises and they're rarely a shit boat.
I know. It's... yeah. I mean, I always like shit into a bag. That's just me.
You just do that anyway. You leave that for the people that clean your room.
Yeah.
Because you know they'll have a laugh.
I always set it on fire, dude, to stop it up.
There you go. Have a laugh.
Oh, they love laughing shit bags on the that are on fire.
Time's up. What's the movie called?
And Family Values.
Wow. Really? That movie was ruined by the length? It's like 90 minutes long. They have a baby with a mustache. I can't think of a better thing to watch.
Who died right around that time? And I'm pretty sure Raul Julia died around that time.
Yeah, that movie had a baby named Pupert in it.
Yeah.
And the rest of the names are Melinda Dillon, April Grace, Michael Bowen, Jeremy Blackman, Philip Baker Hall, William H. Macy, Melora Walters, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Jason Roberts, John C. Reilly, Julianne Moore. Tom Cruise.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you dummy. Lisa wins!
Yes!
There you go, Lisa. Congratulations.
Come by, I'll give you the CD.
Yeah, and one more time, everybody, for Graham Elwood. Yay! Lisa.
Thank you, Anna.
Sam's cool jam. Lisa, without the jam.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you,